Well, hello, everyone, and again, welcome to our Monday night Dynamax corporate training call. It's an exciting day for me because I get to introduce all of you to my business coach and trainer and mentor, and he's I've learned so much from him, and I think all of you know that I love to encourage people to self-improve and to grow, and we've done so many trainings on our business grows when we grow, and I just want y'all to know that I'm setting the example. I feel like I'm being trained by one of the best in the industry. He travels nationwide, teaches and trains to top corporations in the United States, and I've learned so much from him. But I want to compliment everyone. I love the activity we've seen lately. Obviously, we've got a lot of presenters. It's so much fun now. We have so many options on wonderful leaders that can do the Monday calls, that can do the Thursday calls. And all of you are presenting daily in your hometowns and on Facebook and on social media. So I love the fact that we've recognized that our business grows as we grow and as we even grow as presenters. I love the social media side. I see so many good things, but one of the things that I kind of thought we were still missing the boat on, and it actually hit me one day because as I was thinking it, I literally went to my Wednesday morning class with Scott Sherwin, and that's what they touched on. And I said, oh, my goodness, Scott, this is perfect. This is exactly what I was needing. It's exactly what I think so many of our teammates are needing. Would you please train and do this training for our company? And he said, yes. And great news, everyone, for those of you that would love to join our Super Saturday in August, all are invited, and he's going to be our special guest. And you'll see why I'm excited after you hear this training today. So with that being said, Scott Sherwin, are you on the line, and can you hear me?
I am, and that's a lot of pressure. Thank you, Joni. I appreciate Muted. So we all know we're muted, so let's give Joni Pace Fowler a round of applause, everybody. See, I can hear, I can feel the vibrations through the phone. First of all, thank you, Joni. If I had 25,000 students like you, I would be a very wealthy man. If I had 10 students like you, I'd be a very wealthy man. The interesting thing is most people who grow up in sales believe they can wing it. They believe they have good personalities. They believe that they can talk to people, and that's all there is. And it's so much more than that. It's a process, and it does take practice sometimes. One of the topics Joni and I were talking about, your business grows primarily because of referrals, and referrals in two ways. Referrals, number one, for having somebody else join your business unit and work with you, and referrals from people sending you people who are going to buy the product. So whether they're going to partner with you and sell Dynamax or whether they're going to just be a consumer and purchase it, referrals are critical to your business. I've asked for referrals all my life, but I can tell you because of my personality, I am uncomfortable and have always been uncomfortable doing it. I don't know how many people that resonates with, but we're going to talk about why you're uncomfortable when it's the most profitable thing we can do. It brings the percentages up of what we can do to become successful. It sure the heck beats cold calling, but some people tell me they'd rather cold call. So, Joni, go to the next slide for me, please. So let's talk about asking for referrals. And the original PowerPoint I put together for Joni, it kind of transitions to different parts of the slides, and hopefully you can see this. But typically what people do on referrals is they say, you know what I do for a living. Can you think of anybody that you think would be a really good fit for me? And you usually ask friends, or you ask family, or you ask colleagues, or you ask people that know you. And typically what you hear is, absolutely, if I can think of anyone, I certainly will send them to you. Then you hear silence. And then you hope. And then you cross your fingers, and then you see him again, and you bring it up again, and you start feeling needy and greedy like a traditional salesperson. You start feeling like now I'm not just asking for referrals, I am pushing. Joni, can you, on my screen, I can't see the bottom of the slide. Can you make that a little bit smaller? I think, there you go. Perfect. So why is it so hard to ask? And when I talk to salespeople over the last 25, 30 years, it's because they feel like they're being pushy. They feel like maybe someone's already doing business with them, and they don't want to feel like they're needy, they're greedy, they're desperate. They can't cold call. They can't find business elsewhere. There's a lot of different reasons. Joni, have you run into situations to where your people or people in sales are just uncomfortable asking for referrals?
Yes, they're just uncomfortable asking for referrals sometimes, as they are even just to share their business. To them, it's the same thing, right?
And why don't you think, from your perspective, from you talking to and being a Dynamax for so long, why did you think people resist in your world?
I think all of us hesitate. We think, gosh, we might be bothering them. Or in the end, I think it still goes back to the fact that we take it personally if they're not interested.
Yes. And so we avoid it, yet we know we need to do it. Some of you on the phone love it, and it's not a problem asking referrals. Majority of salespeople, we call it head trash. And those of you who have trained with me before know that head trash means between your ears, you're stopping yourself. You have fears. You have fears of rejection. You have fears of being needy, of being greedy. You have fears of pushing something on somebody. Or you have fears of acting like you're not genuine and you're trying to push something on, and they may figure it out, and you don't want to do that. Because the benefit of Dynamax is so phenomenal. And just talking to Joni, y'all understand what I'm talking about. You know what it does for people. So we've got to take ourselves away from what we want and start thinking in terms of what the prospect, the customer, the referral source may want. So a couple things need to happen. And go to the next slide for me, if you would, Joni. So I'm going to ask you guys, don't look beyond the curtain like the Wizard of Oz says. Don't look at the right-hand side if you can stop for a sec. I want you to look at the left-hand side. And what we're going to teach is, how can we use blatant honesty to A, ask, and B, get rid of our head trash, that stuff that's stopping us. The second thing, we want to get a real commitment when we ask for referrals, not a commitment to where I'll give you a call if I think of anyone. But if we're going to do our process properly, we want to set up an agreement with them. So if they can think of anybody, we're not going to pressure them. We're going to give them time to do it. And the fourth thing is, we want to make it simple on them. So we're going to talk about honesty, getting rid of your head trash, making a real commitment so they will get it to you, or they won't, either one, but we're going to have a commitment, and make it simple. So let's look at the right-hand side. If you could minimize that just a little bit, Joni, so we can see your story at the top. So I'm going to divide this into four different sections for you. The first one is your story. When I mean blatant honesty, a story means something like, you know, Joni, I've been looking at my business lately, and I've noticed that a lot of it comes from people, and most of it comes from people who know me and feel comfortable with me and know what I can do to help them and how I've been able to help other people. But for some reason, I'm just uncomfortable asking. But if I don't ask for referrals or introduction, I know I'm leaving a lot of money on the table and not doing my job. Are you comfortable having that conversation? Now, all I did is come up with a real live story. A story could sound something like this. You know, I've joined Dynamax to make some extra money for me to send my kids through college so I can be a little bit more financially independent, because I love having my own business. But for some reason, the hardest part for me is asking for referrals. Are you comfortable having that conversation? So we call that just a mini upfront contract. They're going to say to you 99% of the time, of course I can have that conversation. So here's where it changes. Once you have your story, and I will provide you background and templates how to do that, everyone on the call, once you set up your story, you want to set up and give them something that helps them spur their brain cells on what you're looking for. And this is what I mean. Mr. Prospect, Mr. Referral Source, Mr. Introduction, if I gave you a handout that kind of bulleted that a top customer of ours, somebody either that needs our product or somebody who's looking to grow their business or become independent. Would you take a look at that? We found this very helpful. It will help you identify people you may be able to refer to me. So what we do is we give them an ideal prospect handout. And so our conversation is very simple. It starts with our story and said, would it be helpful if I gave you a handout that bulleted everybody? That's number two. Number three is also very simple. And you say, Joni, can I leave this with you for about a week or a couple days, whatever you need, put it on the side of your desk, put it on your kitchen counter, and as you think of people, would you jot them down, who they are, where they're from, and the best way to do an introduction? It may be a phone call, it may be a lunch or coffee, it may be an email or a text. Would you jot that down? So step three is scheduling that, and that's the most critical thing. Are you okay scheduling time where we can talk about who you came up with? When you do that, you get your calendar out right away, and you find out it's next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. You guys are going to talk about it. So your agreement is, A, we're going to talk about who you came up with, and if you did not come up with anybody, that's okay. Because we just want you to go through your brainstorming, go through this sheet to spur some ideas. And there are even sheets out there that say, who do you know that does A, B, C, D, other things you can give them to help them. And all we're asking them is how they want to do the referral. So number four, you sit down to that introduction meeting, and whether it's on the phone, or whether it's in person, you say, who'd you come up with? And you decide the best way to introduce them. The majority of people do not mind calling, but also a lot of people want to send an email on your behalf. Here's the problem with that. How many people want to sit down and construct an email? How many people don't know what to say to introduce you? So step number four is, we are going to make it easy for them. You're going to give them a template. I'm hearing background, Joni.
Okay, someone needs to mute their line.
Thank you. So we're going to make it very easy on them. We're going to give them a template that says, hey, Bob, I want to introduce you to Joni Pace. Joni has been instrumental in blank, 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 and I think it would be a really good introduction for you guys to talk. Would it be okay if I gave her your number or if we set up a meeting where you guys can get together? So you are actually giving them the template, so all they have to do is cut and paste it. If they want to change it, they can change it. But what they can't do is say, when I get to it, I'll let you know. Because you're going to provide that form, and your agreement is, when would you be able to send this out on my behalf? Thank you so much. Lastly, people don't like to give referrals because they feel like they don't have anything to give in return to the other person to thank them. And the way we do that is we say to the person, absolutely, if I can help you in any way, I will help you. But this is one of those moments I need help, and I won't forget you. And that's why you know their birth date. And that's why you know their favorite coffee drink. And that's why you know things about them to appreciate people who help you out. So we can't always return the favor, especially if it's business to business, and give them referrals. But when it comes to business to personal, like you sell mostly, we gotta thank them and show them that we really appreciate it. So that's the long end of it. Now let me go through a little bit of detail for you. Joni, do you think there's any questions that come up in your mind before we move forward?
No, I just want to say that one of the things I love here is that you're just reiterating again that people need to always have that next step, that next meeting, that next, which is even important when they're prospecting. So I love everything about it. So we'll continue. I'll move to the next slide.
Thank you. You mean the one where I misspelled referrals? Cool. So, Joni, you're my wordsmith. So here's an example. It says, Barbara, I've taken a look at my business and know our best clients come from people who know and trust me. For some reason, it's hard for me to ask for referrals and introduction to both potential prospects and great associates or directors. Are you okay having that conversation? That's your story. I don't care what your story is, but make it honest. If you're uncomfortable asking, or you don't like it, or you feel needy and greedy, great. If you don't, you don't have to use that story. But you do have to ask and say, can we have that conversation? Example two. Barbara, I've made a commitment to grow my business, and I know referrals are the best way to do that. For some reason, I just forget. Maybe I don't want to come across as a pushy salesperson, but to succeed, I need to make it a habit. Are you okay talking about others who may be a good fit for a product, both as a, both potential prospects and great associates or directors? It's another way of doing it, and I wanted to give you some examples. So the rules on the left-hand side, if we could see that, Joni. Are, again, blatant honesty. If you have head trash stopping you, get it out up front. Tell them you don't like this. It's not a, it's a habit you've got to form, and you need their help. People want to help you, but people have trouble asking for help. It's okay to ask. A story will help you ask and make it simple for them. Let's go to the next slide. Now, here, let's look at the left-hand side first. Help them know who your ideal client is. They will agree to use that time to brainstorm. Give them time to review and agree to. Schedule the follow-up and give them a script. This is one that Joni and I came up with. And I can't read it because it's hard to read on the phone, but in essence, all I did is I took Dynamax's website description of what Dynamax is, made it, clean it up a little bit, put a little icon on there, and y'all can use this for your ideal client. And Joni says, and I'm going to try to read this, as a diamond director with Dynamax, I have the privilege of helping people with stress, sleep, energy, and weight loss without all the negative side effects of stimulants and prescription drugs. Many times these people are entrepreneurial and are looking for more, a little extra money, or even a career change to take back control of their lives. So what Joni and I came up with is quit telling them how great you are. Tell them the problems you solve for people. They don't care about how great you are. They care about the problems you solve and the pains and the issues. When we start talking about you should do Dynamax, and I thoroughly recommend it, they want to hear about your stories, how you help people, and they want similar issues. So what we came up with is a list of people that would resonate to them really quickly. So the first one says, when we're talking about stress and not sleeping well, the second part of the paragraph says entrepreneurial. So it covers the people who are the end users of your product and the, and then the people who want to be successful. And then we go specific. A male or female you know that may be unhappy with how they are feeling, too much stress, struggles with sleepless nights, concerned about excess weight, tired of relying on products like Red Bull and negative long-term effects, low energy or trouble sleeping. By the way, Joni, I want you to be impressed. My bifocals are working.
Very good. Good.
They're frustrated with no way to make extra money for housekeeping, children's needs, medical bills, vacations, their future. They have the passion, are in a rut, and want to take back control. Want to work from home, corporate burnout. In these careers, firemen, fitness instructor, housewives or husbands, teachers looking for summer jobs in the nutrition field. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we tried to capture here are what people deal with every single day. And then we focused in on specific career choices of people they may know. You can expand that even more. So when they look at this, the bottom part of this says, what's the name, where are they located, what's their phone number, their email, and what's the best way to introduce them to me? So remember step one is your story. Remember step two, is it all right if I give you a one-page description of the, our ideal client or prospect, people who are entrepreneur or people who need this or both? Step three is let's schedule time on the calendar to give you enough time to review it. And then step four is you decide how the introduction is going to go, and you have a template for them. So we're trying to make this very simple. And Joni and I thought, if you want to use this template, all you have to do is change the description of Joni, but everything else sounds the same, right, Joni?
Yes.
And you can't use her picture and her phone number unless you want her to get direct credit for everything, which she'll be happy to do. That was a joke, Joni. You ready? Next slide. All right.
Here we go.
So here's the last part of this. Keep it simple. Let's look at the left-hand side. An introduction means either a phone call recommendation, meet for coffee or lunch or both, send an email on your behalf, attend a discovery meeting. You might invite them to that and say, this would be a really good opportunity if they're entrepreneurial and want to see what we're doing. We have a discovery meeting on X date. And you got to decide what else. What are other ways to introduce people? So here's an example of an email that you could use, and this is what I use. When I ask for referrals for Joni, I'll go to Joni the same way and say, Joni, you're a client. You know what I can do. Is it okay if we talk about people that you know, other businesses, that could use my help? And we'll go through the same process as her as a client and a referral source as she would come to me. So this one says, Jim, I hope this finds you well. I wanted to take a moment to introduce you to Scott Sherwin, president, blah, blah, blah. Scott works with companies to create company sales culture, sales management, leadership processes that increase a company's bottom line. He is well known in DFW. I thought it may make sense for you all to have a brief conversation. Please let me know if Scott can reach out. The second one is if they've used me. The third one is if they've heard of me. So I have three different templates that I can cut, paste it in an email, give it to the person, and say, you can use this, just change the name, or you can come up with your own. So, Joni, from your perspective, could you see or would this be applicable to the people that you work with and your team?
Of course. And number one, I want to thank you. Is just last week, you sent me and a woman-owned electrical business. You connected us, and we're actually going to be having coffee this Wednesday.
Good luck on that. She's wonderful. You guys are going to have a great conversation.
Right, but it just worked when you sent that email and I followed up. But I definitely think that when I'm asked to give recommendations for jobs or referrals, I'm usually happy to. The truth is oftentimes you do get busy, and I'm putting myself in their shoes, and sometimes time gets away, and if someone just gave me something with what they wanted me to say, as long as I felt comfortable doing it, I would probably be more likely to give them that referral or that job reference or, you know, on and on, college reference. We use our referral base for a lot of different things, and oftentimes people really are just busy. And if we give them the shortcut, which is basically what you've done here, I think we're going to get a lot more people that will give us a lot more names. I think you're going to see a lot more referrals.
Well, what's critical about this is sales is a process. And if you use best practices and you practice them and make them your own, this is just one tool. It incorporates so much of what we teach, though, about having agreements and getting rid of your head trash and having equal business stature. And the key to your story is to say, I'm talking to Joni, is to say, Joni, are you comfortable having that conversation? Because not everybody is. And what they'll say 99% of the time, of course I am. I can't think of anyone right now. And this solves that problem. Of course they can't. I don't want to sit there and go, okay, I'll go to the other room while you write names down. But I also don't want to wait until they call me because they've got more important things to do. It's not on their mind. This makes sure it's on their mind, it's scheduled, and your agreement is you're going to do it together, whoever they come up with or they don't. So I have found this very successful training my students, whether it's business to business or business to consumer, and I hope you guys use it. And Joni, other than that, if there's questions, I don't know if we can do that. I've taken the time that you wanted for me.
We can do Q&A, but I just would like to say that I think that the training is awesome. I think it's crucial. Again, I think for people that we all prefer to work with our warm market, we're all a lot more comfortable in that area and arena in our lives. So when you recognize that a referral-based business is definitely more comfortable for most people than Kohl's. And most of the people that we call want to help us. So I think most people, as long as we, I mean, to me, I would recommend even making sure you send a follow-up calendar, a Google Calendar invite, to make sure they take that follow-up, that next step appointment seriously. Again, you've trained on it for years. You've seen it work in every business you've worked in. And I think the key is you all, for those of you that this is not just a hobby for those of you that are wanting this to be a real source of income for you, I think if you treat it like a real business, just like what all other businesses do, you're going to see the results. But, Scott, unless you have something else you would like to say, I'm thrilled with your training. You all, we're going to be happy to share that template with everyone. I'll make sure that gets out to everyone. And, Scott, again, I'm excited about you being our guest speaker in our Super Saturday. I hope anyone that wants to come can fly in and join us. There's plenty of people here in Arlington that you can stay with, you all that need to travel. So please don't miss out on our Super Saturday. But with that being said, Scott, I would love for you to close maybe one last closing statement.
The last closing statement is we've chosen sales as a profession. It is a remarkable profession that a lot of bad salespeople give it a bad name. We can change that by just being blatantly honest, believing we have equal business stature with everyone we talk to, having a calm belief and conviction in ourselves and a belief in our products and ourselves. And it's okay to fail and make mistakes because all of us are human and we can't learn unless we do. So in the future, if I can help you all in any way, let me know. I do this out of my respect and love for Joni, and I look forward to helping you and meeting you all in the future.